ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
ابتهج وانسى همومك وفرح وخلك سعيد وانسى همك عيش يوم تلقى فرحك تزيد ابتهج وانسى همومك وفرح وخلك سعيد وانسى همك عيش يوم تلقى فرحك تزيد الفشل هو البداية والنجاح هو الأخير والأملح لا حكاية يحيى فيها كل غير الله الفشل هو البداية والنجاح هو الأخير والأمل أحلى حكاية يحيى فيها الكل غير ولا مل أحلى حكاية يحيى فيها الكل غير.
My butterflies, have you ever heard of whales? It's the species of mammal that lives in the sea. They're huge, from the biggest to the tiniest little baby. Did you know a baby whale is called a calf? Whales form groups to look after their calves and they feed together. These groups are made up of female and all male whales. Now they are found all over, but they never meet or breed together. Instead, it's so timed with the help of Allah that they're never in the same area at the same time. Did you know there's 79 to 84 different species of whales? Allah alone knows how many exactly. They come in different shapes and sizes too. My butterflies, did you know whales are toothless? They use a plate of comb-like fiber between their teeth. It's like small little crustaceans that go through their teeth. You can tell the age of the whale by looking at a wax plug in its ear. It has patterns with layers and it's cut lengthwise so that the scientists can count them and tell you how old the whale is. Did you know that whales love to sing? They use it to call to each other, communicate with each other, and talk to each other just for fun. After a while, they get tired of the same song and then they sing another one. Did you know that whales have different types of life? For example, some of them have different types of creatures that stick to their skin. Some of them are like lice, and some of them are like little fish. They stick to the whales and they go everywhere. The whales give it food to eat. It helps it grow. Did you know that? My butterflies, did you know that sometimes while whales are migrating, they make mistakes. They get lost and they don't realize it until they get stranded. But then with the help of Allah, they find their way again and they start all over again. My butterflies, do you know why the whale is so amazing? Well, the story of Yunus alayhi salam may explain a little more. But before we learn it, let's first go for a quick break. Stay tuned.
Sempre a bene, Prophet Yunus alayhi salam went to the people of Nineveh in hope of making them understand that Allah is one and that nothing or no one other than Allah has the right to be obeyed and worshipped. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam did not understand why these people prayed to false gods of stone. The disbelievers had built them with their own hands. These idols had no power to do anything. Did you know, many years ago, people used to bow and pray to idols, even though they knew the statues could do them no good. They still continued to pray to them. Until this day, some people still worship statues that are made of metal, rock, wood, or other materials. As Muslims, we do not worship anything but Allah. Even though Allah did not command Prophet Yunus alayhi salam to leave the town and stop preaching, he decided to leave Mosul and go somewhere else, where people may listen to his message. Prophet Yunus alayhi salam gathered some of his belongings and boarded a ship which would take him far away from the stone worshippers, because he believed that no matter how hard he tried to convince them of Allah's existence, they would not change their minds. A terrible disaster started in the town. The sky began to change color. No longer was it a lovely blue. It changed to a red, fiery mix of colors. It looked like the clouds were on fire. After seeing this frightening, unbelievable sight, people began to remember what Prophet Yunus alayhi salam had been trying to tell them.
What will you do on Judgment Day? What will you think? What will you see? Where will you run? Where will you hide? Where will you turn? Where will you cry?
It felt as though the ship would break into a thousand pieces. The waves were huge and rose up as high as mountains. So for the third time, a piece of paper was chosen from amongst the others.
Huh?
And for the third time, it was Prophet Yunus's name. It was clear that Allah wanted Prophet Yunus, alayhi salam, thrown off the ship. Prophet Yunus knew this is what Allah wanted, so he allowed himself to be thrown into the sea. Allah didn't order the whale to eat Prophet Yunus, but only to keep him in his stomach, so that Prophet Yunus could have time to think about what he had done by abandoning his duty to tell the people of Nineveh about Allah.
A blinding flash of white light lit up the sky over Gaza tonight. People running for cover, not knowing whether they're dead or alive. And they came with their tanks and their planes, with ravaging fiery flames. Just a voice rising up in the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn out our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike, murdered and massacred night after night. While the so-called leaders of countries afar debated on who's wrong or right. But their powerless words were in vain, and the bombs fell down like acid rain. But through the tears and the blood and the pain, you can still hear that voice through the smoky haze. We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn down our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera at radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.